Chapter 10 Love. The creatures all stood up. Suddenly, Mrs. What's-It and Mrs. Who materialized in the cave. Behind them, Mrs. Witch appeared as a strange light. Meg ran to them.
"You wanted us?"
asked Mrs. What's-It. The tallest creature walked to Mrs. What's-It and said,
"It's the little boy."
"Father left him on Camazotz!" shouted Meg angrily. Mrs. What's-It's voice sounded cold.
"What can we do?"
"It has him, Mrs. What's-It. Please, save him!" cried Meg.
"We can do nothing on Camazotz," said Mrs. What's-It. "You know that."
"But we can't help him," cried Meg. "You must help." Mr. Murray was standing next to Meg.
"I'm happy to meet you," he said to Mrs. What's-It. "If you teach me to tesser, I'll go to Camazotz."
"And what then?" asked Mrs. Witch's voice.
"I'll take my child from it," Mr. Murray said. "I must try."
"I'm sorry," said Mrs. What's-It kindly. "You can't go."
"I'll go," said Calvin.
"No, Calvin," said Mrs. What's-It. "Charles Wallace is inside it now. He'll pull you in, too."
Everyone was looking at Meg, and she started to cry.
"I can't go. You know that I can't."
Meg moved closer to Aunt and cried in her arms.
"All right, I'll go," Meg said suddenly. "I know that you want me to."
"Do you understand now?"
asked Mrs. What's-It.
"Yes, I understand," said Meg. "It must be me. I don't understand Charles, but he understands me. Father's been away too long, and Calvin doesn't know Charles well."
"Meg can't go," said Mr. Murray loudly. "She's not strong, and she's been through the black thing. She's not well."
Aunt turned to Mrs. What's-It and asked,
"Can she tesser again?"
"If Mrs. Witch goes with her, she'll be all right," said Mrs. What's-It.
"I must do it," said Meg.
"She's right," said Mrs. Witch. "It's time."
Calvin took Meg's hand. Then he pulled her to him and kissed her. He did not say anything. Her father came up to her.
"Your mother,"
he said, "Mother wants me to do this. I know. Tell her." Meg stopped for a moment. Then she said,
"No, I'll tell her at home."
Meg looked at Mrs. What's-It. "Are you coming too?"
"No, you'll be safer with Mrs. Witch," said Mrs. What's-It.
"But how can I pull Charles Wallace away from it?"
"You have your gifts,"
said Mrs. What's-It,
"and we can give you another gift. We all give you our love, Meg. Our love, always."
And remember, Meg, said Mrs. Who, good is stronger than evil.
Mrs. Who and Mrs. What's-It were disappearing.
Now we will tesser, said Mrs. Witch.
Meg was inside the dark and the cold of the black thing. But I'll be safe with Mrs. Witch, she thought. And suddenly she was on the hill in Camazotz. She was alone and very frightened. Then she heard Mrs. Witch's voice.
You have something that it doesn't have. Use that gift.
Meg walked down the hill, past the houses. She could see the Central Intelligence Center, but she did not go there. She was thinking, what do I have that it doesn't have? I don't know, but I must find the answer. And Mrs. What's-It loves me. Aunt loves me, too. She saw the cold blue light of its building. Suddenly, the light touched her and pulled her inside. And there was the brain of it, pink and gray and horrible. She could feel it, but it did not get into her brain. Next to it was Charles Wallace, but it was not really Charles Wallace. She loved her Charles Wallace, but where was he?
I have something important, and it doesn't have it, Meg thought. It has everything, said Charles Wallace coldly. It's nice to have you back, sister. Did Mrs. What's-It come with you? She's its friend, you know.
It was trying to get into Meg's brain.
No! Meg shouted angrily. It's not true!
It can't get into my brain if I'm angry, she thought.
But then it started to come into Meg's brain again.
Mrs. What's-It doesn't love you, said Charles Wallace.
That was its big mistake. Suddenly, Meg knew.
Love. She had love, and it did not. It could hate, but it could not love.
Meg had Mrs. What's-It's love, and her father's, and her mother's, and the real Charles Wallace's love, and the twins' love, and aunt's love, and she loved them. How can I use love now? She thought. I can't love it, but I can love Charles Wallace.
Leave it and come to me, Charles Wallace. I love you, she shouted.
She was crying now. She looked at Charles Wallace and thought, I love you, Charles Wallace. I love you. I love you. Charles Wallace stood up and started to move nearer.
I love you, she cried. I love you, Charles.
And he ran into her arms, crying,
Meg! Meg!
Suddenly, it was dark, but Meg could feel Mrs. Witch near her.
Then, Mrs. Witch, Meg, and Charles Wallace were tessering together. It was cold again, but soon the ground was under her feet, and Charles Wallace was in her arms.
"Meg!"
he cried.
"Meg! You saved me!"
"Meg!" somebody called, and she saw her father and Calvin. Meg tried to stand up. "Father! Calvin! Where are we?" she shouted. Charles Wallace looked around and laughed.
"We're in our garden!"
Meg started to laugh too, but she was also trying to hug Father and Calvin and Charles Wallace.
"Meg, you did it!" shouted Calvin. "You saved Charles Wallace!"
"Look," said Meg, and she pointed. The twins and Mrs. Murray were walking across the garden.
"Meg, it's time for bed,"
shouted Dennis. Then Sandy suddenly shouted,
"It's Father!"
Mrs. Murray ran across the grass, and Mr. Murray ran to her, and they were hugging. Then all the children were hugging, too. Meg knew that Mrs. What's-It, Mrs. Who, and Mrs. Witch were near because she felt their love.
"Listen,"
she said to Charles Wallace. Suddenly, Mrs. What's-It, Mrs. Who, and Mrs. Witch were in front of them, laughing happily.
"Goodbye, my dears," said Mrs. What's-It. "I'm sorry to be quick. You see, we have to."
Then there was a little wind, and they disappeared. Penguin Readers, A Wrinkle in Time, Madeline L'Engle, Level 3. Retold by Nick Bullard, illustrated by James Hearn, Series Editor Sorrel Pitts, read by Patricia Rodriguez. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2022.